If you're running a car dealership, how good is a credit line if you can't use it wherever you need it? Well, not very, according to most dealers. That's why NextGear Capital floor plans are accepted at over 1,000 in-lane and online auctions and can also be used for trade-ins and off-street purchases. Learn more about how NextGear Capital can power you in more places by visiting nextgearcapital.com. NextGear Capital, powering you.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Zulovich, part of the team at Cherokee Media Group and senior editor of AutoFin Journal and Subprime Auto Finance News. And it's a pleasure to have our monthly installment of our fraud podcast in person this time with Frank McKenna, the chief fraud strategist at Point Predictive, who is one of the guests at Used Car Week, which we're having in San Diego this year, which is where Point Predictive is headquartered. And pleasure to be able to speak face-to-face with Frank McKenna. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I mean, you can hear from the background, this conference is hustling and bustling. Just so happy that this is in my backyard in San Diego. I'm super proud of the city and love to see all the attendance here. You know, we came out of a couple rough years of conferences that were lightly attended, but this looks like this is just really packed, so I'm happy to see.
Absolutely, and we're incredibly grateful for it. And we're having our conversation at Used Car Week, which is happening the week before Thanksgiving, with the holiday season quickly approaching. And Frank, certainly folks will be doing a lot of shopping during the holidays, probably online. Just to start out our conversation, just from a general retail perspective this time around, just some things that any of us might do. How much fraud can occur when we're all looking for gifts for family and friends, especially online? Just how ripe is the holiday season for fraudsters too?
Yeah, well, sadly, you know, Christmas is a time of giving, but it's also a time that fraudsters take a lot too. Christmas time here in the United States is probably one of the highest fraud rate periods of the year. And it has to do with the fact that people are out there spending with their credit cards, they're online, just like you said, they're shopping. And fraudsters love that because they get to kind of blend into, you think about fraud always kind of stands out like a sore thumb. If you think about credit card fraud, it's always somebody's going, looks like they're shopping for Christmas, right? And that's so they can blend in to the background. So we tend to see an incredible spike, typically about 40 to 50% higher rates of fraud just on credit cards alone. But it's not just limited to credit cards. This year we're expecting mail fraud. So you probably see, I don't know if you've seen, but the U.S. Postal Service has said don't put anything in the mail in those blue boxes right after Thanksgiving or right around Christmas, because the thieves are going into these mailboxes stealing checks, committing check fraud, they're stealing personal information, identities. So just here in the U.S., we can all expect to be, unfortunately, be potentially victims of identity theft through those types of schemes. So unfortunately, we, you know, it's a giving time, but we need to be aware of some of these sharks out there that are always trying to steal from us at the same time.
Absolutely. And to drill down closer to the automotive space, perhaps someone is shopping for an automobile as a gift. What have you heard either through the consortium that you and Point Predictive host, or there are some other sources of conversation about how dealerships and finance companies are shoring up their websites, especially this time of year, to keep that nefarious actions from happening, especially this time of year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is one of those things that's kind of well hidden. So what am I hearing from the consortium and from dealers and lenders that use us is one of the biggest risks that they're really, I guess, shoring up their defenses is around preventing bot activity. So this would be things like, you know, just protecting their website from these brute force logins, trying to get into the administrative accounts. You'd be surprised, there's tens and thousands of these that probably occur each night coming from all over the world, where there's just scammers trying to hack into dealers' sites, to lender sites. So that bot activity becomes like something that they need to shore up resources and their defenses with. You're just simple things that can limit logins, that can stop bad IPs, that can look for patterns of bot activity. But going kind of a step further, what we also see is bots that are used to fill out applications online. So they actually have programmatically taken stolen identities, synthetic identities, and they'll run these typically in the middle of the night, and they will use those bots to, they may hit you 1,000, 2,000 times with different identities, hoping for that one that will get through. The problem with these bots that are doing these online applications is lenders and dealers are pulling credit reports at a cost of $1 to $2 every time they do one of those applications. So even though they may stop a lot of them, they're getting hit with, you know, thousands of dollars a night in credit costs. So limiting the bot activity is probably something that I hear a lot of lenders and dealers are focused on. Putting more focus on the front-end controls that are able to pick up that bot activity, but also before submitting for credit reports, doing identity checks, doing simple things before they incur that cost. And those are the types of things that I think are really front and center around the websites.
Interesting. Again, we're having our monthly look at fraud here on the Auto Remarketing Podcast with a face-to-face conversation being had at Used Car Week 2022 in San Diego with our fraud expert, Frank McKenna from Point Predictive. And Frank, turning back to perhaps on an individual basis, just to help the listeners who again, through no fault of their own, just what suggestions might you have to make the holiday season not a nefarious one and not a fraudulent one? What might be some general advice tips that you could share?
Yeah, I think the simple things you can do, don't put your mail in those blue boxes anymore. There's so much mail theft right now that you can prevent a lot of the fraud you might see this year. Just use online banking, go to the post office, just don't put your mail in those boxes, because it's become just an epidemic of fraud through those mailboxes. I think the fact that you want to be really aware of phishing attempts right now. There's a lot of scammers hitting you with text messages. You know, maybe they're saying your package is ready to be delivered, and it could be coming from Pakistan, India, anywhere, but they're purporting to deliver a package to you, hoping that you'll enter your credit card number. That's going to be something that you want to be really aware of. And then if you're buying and selling online, particularly if you're using like eBay or Facebook Marketplace, is really make sure you're not getting caught up in some of the buyer-seller scams. If you're selling something, make sure that, you know, you're not selling something to somebody that's going to send you a bad check and try to get the money back. If you're buying something, never wire funds before you get the items. Just be really aware that a lot of that activity on Facebook and eBay is fraudulent. You just want to be really careful when you're buying and selling things online during the Christmas season.
Closing moments here on this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast with Frank McKenna, Chief Fraud Strategist at Point Predictive, and we're sharing our conversation at Used Car Week 2022 in San Diego, which happens to be the week before Thanksgiving, and this is our monthly fraud podcast happening in November. And Frank, just to round us out, I think unfortunately Thanksgiving kind of gets overlooked a little bit, but just whatever you care to share, just what are you thankful for?
So much. Thankful that we're back, you know, that we're back out in public, you know, going to conferences like this, meeting face to face. It was a tough time, but I'm thankful to be back. I'm thankful, you know, the auto industry has kind of weathered this so remarkably. You know, if we roll back 3 years, there was a lot of doom and gloom. You know, what's this going to mean? But it's been actually pretty good, right? It's probably never been better in some cases. And so I'm really thankful for that. A lot of industries are not, you look at what's happening right now, crypto and mortgage and every other industry, auto's still persevering. And I'm really thankful for that, because this is a very important industry for us. You know, that's our primary industry we serve. I'm thankful for Cherokee Media and you, Nick, because you're always so supportive, and the voice you give to fraud fighters, you know, you're always kind of making this front and center. Thankful for that. And I'm thankful that we live in an amazing time, you know, that, you know, there's always a lot of things in the media that might make it seem like things are bad, but I feel like we live in the best time, and we live in the best country, in the world, and I'm thankful for, you know, being here right now. So many things.
Excellent. Well, thank you for those kind words. Frank McKenna, Chief Fraud Strategist at Point Predictive. Frank, thank you again for making time for us. It's nice to be able to share a face-to-face conversation here on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. And you have a happy Thanksgiving. And this event just looks amazing. So I'm looking forward to the rest of the week here with you.
Thanks so much. And if you've missed any of the past episodes of the podcast, just go to our website at autoremarketing.com and click on the podcast box to find our library of past episodes. For fellow hosts Bill Zedite and Joe Overby, as well as our fantastic executive producer Matt Rice, I'm Nick Sulovich. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you again next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.
If you're running a car dealership, how good is a credit line if you can't use it wherever you need it? Well, not very, according to most dealers. That's why NextGear Capital floor plans are accepted at over 1,000 in-lane and online auctions and can also be used for trade-ins and off-street purchases. Learn more about how NextGear Capital can power you in more places by visiting nextgearcapital.com. NextGear Capital, powering you.